Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord Jesus. Bless the Lord Jesus, bless the Lord Jesus. Bless the Lord Jesus, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to the living God. We want to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you, to you, to you, to you, to you, and you, and you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, laddie, daddy, and everybody, be the name of the Lord. We thank you. Amen for being with us on this morning. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. And we are indeed rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is so greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. We want to bring you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and we come to celebrate Jesus. Amen, because Jesus is Lord. So please enjoy our services on today, and please continue to come on back and keep coming back and keep coming back. Amen, and we bless the Lord that our ministry is 12 years old. By the grace and by the mercies of God. We are on our third day of fasting and prayer, and it is a blessing. It is a blessing. Glory be to God. We see the results already in our own lives. Amen. We feel the walls coming down, the atmosphere changing and shifting. Amen. And it's just a beautiful thing. So beautiful. Amen. This morning, amen, our minister, Joannis, amen, Thurman, amen. We want to thank God for this woman of God. She is a God lover. Amen. She loves the Lord. Amen. She is committed. Amen. She lives a holy life. She lives a clean life. Amen. She has many gifts. She has many abilities, and she's a prayer warrior. Amen. She loves to sing. She loves to create. She loves to write. Just so much going on with her. Amen. And it's a good thing. And so we want to thank God for her. Amen. So we're going to give her the floor. We know she normally comes to us anyhow on the second Wednesday with her creativity, and then amen, she is going to be elaborating today, amen, on fasting, amen, coming out of Joel, amen, chapter 2 and 12, amen, glory be to God. And so however she wants to mix it up, amen, and however she wants to, amen, the Holy Spirit is leading her to share on this morning. We want to receive her for her grace, and we want to receive her for her abilities. Amen and amen. So good morning, good morning, good morning. Minister Thurman, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm exceedingly well this morning. This a little itchy throat this morning, but that's going to be all right. Amen. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm grateful, thanking God for another morning, giving him honor and praise for who he is, holy God of heaven. I'm not going to keep you all long this morning. As I'm reading Joel, I got very excited. Joel, I found out, was a poet in everything he did. And the book of Joel, I advise everyone to read it. It's a very short, a short book in the Bible, but it was very powerful. It's sort of like what's going on today with so much going on. And he warned the people. And it brings the word together, like what's going on today with us coming together in our fast. Most holy and gracious Father God, once again, your servant come to you humbly, asking you, Father God, for forgiveness of my sins first, Father God, asking you to keep us in the due bounds of your great mercy. Father, blessing this service, Father, thanking you, Father God, for making me able to come to give your word, that you'll be glorified and the people will get understanding and wisdom and take your word, hallelujah, into their hearts. Father God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, Holy Spirit, I invite you in. Amen. So my message today is there's a great need. And I'm going to sing a part of this song, just the end of the song, not the beginning of it. God is the joy and the strength of my life. He moves all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me. He's never, ever come short of his word. I got to fast and pray, stay in the narrow way. I got to keep my life clean every day, 'cause I want to go with him when he comes back. I've come too far and I'll never turn back. God is my all. And we got to fast and pray, stay in the narrow way, because there is a great need. Joel 2:12-13. But do not despair. God is not slack with his promises. For he says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, and seek my face, then shall they hear from heaven, and I'll heal the land. And it's a continuation of the times that we're in right now. And in Joel 2:12-14, it reads, even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Who knows? He may turn and have pity and leave behind a blessing. My title this morning is Why There Is a Great Need for a Fast. In the American Amplified Bible, Joel 12 reads, even now, says the Lord, turn and come to me with all your heart in genuine repentance. with fasting and weeping and mourning until every barrier is removed and broken. Fellowship is restored. Our scripture, Joel 2:12 says to return to the Lord with fasting and weeping and mourning, suggesting that a relationship is broken and needs to be reconciled. To come back to a right fellowship with him, a turning or a return to his grace. This fasting season is a refreshing, a turning. Fasting is an act of worship with prayer and repentance. Come back to him, thinking on his graciousness and his merciful, bounty, steadfast love. Return to him with fasting, because fasting destroys the will of the flesh. Fasting should be voluntary for our growth as believers, denying the pleasures of the flesh. We are called by his name, and he wants us to turn. But come also with weeping and mourning. In James 4:9-10, it reads, let there be tears for what you've done. Let there be sorrow and deep grief. Let there be sadness instead of laughter and gloom instead of joy. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Godly grief is worth rejoicing over. It's a good thing. Regretting our sins, leading us into repentance and into God's righteousness and to salvation. There's a lot on the line. We need to be delivered from ourselves and to get into the right standings with God. When we sin against God and others, in God's word, outward sorrow isn't enough. We must mean it from the inside, recognize it, and see it just like God sees it. Then humble ourselves into repentance. Weeping will break down the outer image. Weep before God in shame or agony over his displeasure of our sins, yet remembering he is faithful and just and worthy and a forgiving God. We know who God is and what he stands for. He's not hidden from us. He forgives based on his goodness, mercy, and grace, not our own account. He's calling us for real repentance, for the time is at hand and is running out. Not just feeling sorry for your sins, you got to change your heart, regulate it, more than partial surrender. Come to him mourning. It brings passion for change. There's a need for a change in our life and in our lifestyles, including our faith life. Glory, hallelujah. Learn to mourn or to be sorrowful, for when the church is as a whole and become passionate for helping others and spreading God's word, moving forward with God's help, because our family, friends, and even the world depends on it. You're humbling and turning from your wicked ways, then we shall hear from heaven. This is why the Lord says, rend your heart and not your garments. Rend means to separate into parts with force and violence, tear apart, to split, to divide. Tensions uprising to get rid of the sin nature that's keeping you from the faith walk. Render the heavens. We are willing to endure whatever comes our way, trials, persecution included, the yoke of bondage through prayer, through fasting, through touching and agreeing, so the world could be reconciled to God through the cross of salvation. Rendering your garments mean an act of striking expressions of grief or anger at the loss of loved ones, tearing one's clothes. But rendering to God is different. It's praise, glory, and honor that's due him. He inhabits the praises of his people. So agree, acknowledge, and allow him to be God, your salvation, to bind it up and to make it better, to fasten it or unite with him and come back to God, to return. Try to live free from sin with God's help. He will fix it, purge it, mend it, change it, and create in you a clean heart and a right spirit, giving us a desire to sin no more. We only sin against God. We damage our lives and our family through our disobedience. God is dishonored and displeased. So with fasting, prayer, and a hope, let us try to live free from sin. With God's help, God forgives. Confess your sins. Keep on fasting and praying. There's a great need. But do not despair. God is not slack on his promises. What you pray for in secret, he will bless you openly. My poem for today is Victoria's Secrets. There's a secret place where I can go, where with him I abide, under the shadows of the Almighty, with Jesus at my side. I tell him all my inward thoughts, my cares, and my concerns. He opens up his outstretched arms. He bids me in. I'm safe from harm. He whispers in my ear with all his loving care, saying, behold, I show you a mystery. You don't know the plans I have for thee. There, sacred and divine, they're anointed and they're blessed, for you're a child of mine. I'll give to you my very best. What you, my child, do secretly, I'll bless you openly. Keep studying, keep giving, keep praising lovingly, because the secret's in your praise. All victories are won with hallelujahs and glory, because it's already done. I go to you in secret prayer and thank you for everything. Nobody but Jesus. Peace and grace. Back to you, Pastor.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Minister Joanne, I'm telling you, are so awesome, amen, that as you was ministering this morning, that your gift, your poetic gift is so strong that even your ministry comes across and poetically. It's like awesome. You know, I'm calling it poetic ministry. It's like awesome, amen. It's different, amen, unique. Amen. We want to thank God, amen, for, amen, that wonderful elaboration. There is a great need, amen, where there is a great need for fast. Fasting is an act of worship. Fasting destroys the will of the flesh. Fasting destroys the pleasure of the flesh. Amen. How we need to be delivered from ourselves. Amen. Humbling ourselves in repentance. Amen. And you said something also very strong. You said it's more than just a partial surrender. Wow. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Amen. And we'll thank God for that Victoria's Secrets. And we're not talking about Victoria's Secret. We're talking about Victoria's Secrets. Amen. Awesome. 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 Thank you. Amen. Thank God for allowing him to use you. Amen. Glory be to God. It was right on the point. It was right on point. Glory be to God. Oh, my God. Well, lovely, we don't have to talk 2 hours to get a point across. The Lord can do it. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord speaks. He can speak in one word. Amen. But that was really, really awesome. Amen. So thank you. Amen. And thank God for using you. Amen. Is our prayer. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Any announcements on your end, Minister Joanne, pertaining to your projects? I know you're working on a couple things right now, yet to be revealed, but is there anything you desire to share with us today?
Yes, my second book is getting ready to go in printing, I'm very excited about that. I talked to the people earlier this week, and that's going to be started up finally. And those that did receive my book, I'm asking that they would give me a review. My publicist is asking me for reviews of my book so that they can publicly announce it. My book is out of stock in the places that you can get my book at. My book, Your Leading Lady is Deaf, and they want reviews to put it in on Amazon. And so I'm asking for those that do have the book and have some words to say about it to email me the review on my book, and so that they can push it more out in the forefront. That would be a help on really bringing it up and getting it known, you know, more widely. My email address is, my phone number. I'll give you, I have Pastor, you can send it to Pastor and Pastor can give it to me. Because, most of you have my phone number because I send you messages. But that's what's going on with me as far as my book is concerned. I'm studying and I'm just growing in grace. And I was very pleased, Pastor, would you let me do Joel when his chapters, when I found out that he was sort of like a poet. And it was a kind of a difficult not to want to do Joel. But I was very pleased with this verse you gave me. And I got right on it. And, you know, it's nice when you get a verse when it really just strikes your interest. And it did teach me that you really have to humble yourself while we're fasting. I have medical conditions where I take medicine. And when you're fasting, you have to really take heart on taking care of yourself and sustaining from eating. But I've been on the water fast, and I'm taking medications. And God will sustain you even on a fast if you trust in him. And you obey his law, because I haven't had any problems with just the water. And I'm giving him praise for that, because I'm learning if you do it his way, he'll take care of you. And that's what I just want to tell you over the phone, that God will take care of you. That's my favorite song. And I'm learning to lean on him in every aspect. And for the new year, that's my hope for you. Learn how to lean on him. We will make mistakes. Do the fast. study, read his word, and put it in your lives, because prayer works. This fast is a blessing. It's part of our worship. And just trust, because the manifestation in our lives is here. It's already here. This fast is not, it's not happening by chance. This fast is a stepping stone to your blessing. Because it reads, I'm going to read just that one scripture again that really struck out to me. In the Amplified Bible, it says, "Even now, says the Lord, turn and come to me with all your heart in genuine repentance, with fasting and weeping and mourning until every barrier is removed and broken. Fellowship is restored." And he said, "You have pity and leave behind a blessing." It's blessing. It's the blessing. Worship. Be true to God and he'll be true to you and he'll sustain you. Be this fast in tribulations, trials. He'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind, and he'll take care of you and your family, your issues. They're going to disappear. He's going to make them disappear. He'll solve them. It makes no difference what your problem. God will make a way out of nowhere. And I said, if my people are called by my, he said, turn. And you have to make that turn. Come to him with weeping. He said, don't have the laughter. Be remorseful, serious. He's waiting for us. He's waiting for that turn, that shifting of your spirit. Seek his face. God is the joy and the strength of our lives. He said he moves all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep us, never to leave us, and he's never, ever come short of his word. That's why we got to fast and pray, stay in a narrow way, keep our life clean every day, because we want to go with him when he comes back. We've come too far, Christians. Believe us. We never want to turn back, because God is. Glory, hallelujah. Peace and grace. Back to you, Pastor.
Amen, amen. Thank you for sharing. Amen. And that's a wonderful testimony that even with your medication, you chose to do the water fast. Amen. And that's a blessing. You said you have not had any problems and you're not going to have any problems. Amen. Glory be to God, because the Holy Spirit leads us into all truths. Amen. So that's a wonderful testimony. Amen. And yes, I would be happy to write a review on your book. Anybody that does not have the book, she's out of stock right now. The Leading Lady is Deaf. Amen. But those of you who have a book, amen, if you want to, not if you want to, just do it. Just do it, because it's the right thing to do. It's just the right thing to do. Do good to all, especially those of the household of faith. You know, write a review, type it up. You can email it to her, email it to me at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. That's the easiest way. If you text it, we'll make it work. Text it and just get it to us, okay? And so, yes, I'll be more than happy to do that, because those reviews are going to really bump you up, amen. So that's a strategy that they use, and it's a good thing, amen. So we blessed be the name of the Lord. So again, amen. Thank you, 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 thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, Sister Joannis, amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for her poetic flavor. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just awesome. It's awesome. I haven't really met anyone who ministries who does ministry poetically like she does. I just haven't met anyone like she's the first. It's a beautiful thing. Amen. So we bless God. All right, saints, today is day number 3. Amen. And our fasting. Amen. And we're still on our corporate petition is self-examination. Self-examination. That's where we are right now. 2 Corinthians tells us to examine ourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. See, test yourselves. Or do you not realize that Jesus Christ is in you? Glory be to God. We are told to judge ourselves. Amen. Glory be to God. As Minister Joanne shared with us this morning. Amen. Brother David, examine me, O Lord, and try me. Test me and know my heart. See, glory be to God. Why? Because the heart is deceitful. It's very, very deceitful. And so, beloved, we need the Lord to show us. Amen. Glory be to God. He tells us to examine ourselves. Amen. We want the Lord to put the spotlight, the searchlight on us. Search us, O Lord, and know our hearts. Try us and know our anxious thoughts. Glory be to God. And so this is what we're doing. Amen. Why? Because as she said, that fasting, it brings about humility. You know, when God can show us areas of our lives that need modifications, when we need to turn, we've turned, but we need to turn a little bit more. You're turning, but just turn a little bit more. See? And the Holy Spirit, with his gentle love, he has a loving way of showing us the areas of our lives that we really need to be focusing on. See? Humbling ourselves, submitting ourselves, and let God do the work in us and through us. But he's not going to harass us. He's not going to struggle and fight with us. We have to come willingly, willingly. As the scriptures she shared with us this morning, go back and review them. See, this is a love walk. This is a love walk. Amen. God is love, and we should be responding in love. Amen. And so this is it on today. Our third day, amen, we have taken ourselves to the altar, ourselves. Lord, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Beloved, it's not always the other people's fault. I know we like to blame it on our spouses and our parents and our children and our coworkers. You know, we love to pass the blame. The blame game has been around since the beginning of time. When God asked Adam, where art thou? And what the first words that came out of Adam's mouth was, Lord, that woman you gave me. Look at that, the blame game from the beginning of time. Eve, what's up? Well, Lord, that snake, that serpent, the blame game. Beloved, but God's not taking no excuses, no excuses. It's time out for the blame game. Yes, other people have their faults. We all have our faults. Other people have their faults, beloved, but the thing is this, so do you. That's the part that we're forgetting. Other people got their attitudes, other people nasty, other people this, other people that. Yes, that's true, but so do you. What's your part in this? You ain't blameless now. You ain't blameless. You ain't you pure, but you ain't that pure. You're holy, but you ain't that holy either. What's your part? Every story got two sides. I remember Mr. Goulin, he trained me early in my business, and he said, Alfreda, so he says three sides to every story. He said, you got one person's side, you got the other person's side, and then you got the truth. What's your part? See, so what we want God to do, since we can't change anyone else, we want to allow God to change us. See, we want to be better people. Amen. Because we are not responsible for how other people treat us, but we are responsible for how we treat other people. Amen. So So we thank God. All right, so today is day number 3 and fasting. Okay, Minister Joanne chose the water fast. We have the juice fast. We have the partial fast. That's where you eat one meal a day. Amen. We have the Daniel's fast. You can eat all day with the Daniel's fast. Glory be to God. Just fruit, just some vegetables. Okay. No bread, no meat. Okay. No wine. Okay. Or you could do the absolute fast. Okay. That's nothing. Okay. Nothing. So you choose, let the Holy Spirit lead you. And maybe have you mix and match. Maybe one, you know, maybe you mix and match it up during these next 21 days. But whatever, you're doing it as unto the Lord. And we're going in for results. What did we say? This is the year of the results. Make no mistake of Jacob. 2023, it don't rhyme, but it's true. 2023 is the year of the results. Then remember that it was food that Satan used to bring man into bondage. It was food in the Garden of Eden. See, God. Isn't that amazing? You think he would have used cocaine or some marijuana or something, you know, to bring man into bondage. You think he would have used something, you know, devastating like that. But he used something very simple. He just used food. See, and you see why that's why it's so difficult for us to not to want to, you know, sacrifice. As unto the Lord. You're not doing it to me. And you're not doing it for me. We're doing it as unto the Lord. Amen. And to God be praised. All right, saints. Today at 12 o'clock, we're going to be at the altar prayer. Now, what we're going to do for Bible study tonight at 8 o'clock, we want to talk about fasting. We want to open up the floors. And we're going to have an open forum. If you have any questions about fasting, okay, anything you're not clear on, whatever, come on, we want to talk about it tonight, all right? And so you can get clarity and we can see what the Lord is saying, okay? So that's what we're going to do tonight. If you have anybody in your family or friends that have some questions about fasting, they want to fast, but they have questions, okay, that's all right. We're going to let the Holy Spirit answer it tonight, okay? So that's at 8 o'clock tonight on our Bible study. Amen. On our conference bridge line, amen, the 385-799-9729 number. Amen and amen. All right, saints, that's it. That's it. Remember, Friday night is the first praise party for 2023. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on with it. Come on with it. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it because what it's been like 2-3 weeks. Amen. So we're ready to gear it up. Amen. 9 o'clock. Friday night, bring your own praise. Come on, set your alarm. Take a nap so you can stay up for 2 hours. Come on, y'all. Amen. Come with your songs. Come with your testimonies. Come with your readings. Hey, just come on. Amen. Even if you don't. Look, remember when we was out in the world, some parties we went to, we tore the floor up. Everybody knew we was there. And then some other parties, we just laid in the cut. Amen. But we was there. And we very rarely came alone. Amen. So come on to the praise party on this Friday night. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you for this service today. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Minister Joanne. Thank you for how you use her in a very unique way. Father, we say thank you for the insights that were shared with us. Father God, taking us deeper. Taking us deeper, Father, that we might see the results this year that we have not seen before. We say thank you, Father. Father God, keep us strong. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bind every spirit of retaliation. Father God, coming up against her. Father God, the devil, her testimony will not be stolen. No weapon formed against her will prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment, Father, she condemns. And we say thank you. Father, help the reviews to come in, that everyone who has a copy of a book would take a couple minutes and just write a review. A review is only a few sentences, one paragraph. one paragraph, maybe four or five sentences on your insight of the book. So we thank you for that, and we thank you for the new book about to be released. And we thank you for the volumes. Amen. Volume number 2, 3, 4, 5. God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for what you're doing in and through her life. Father God, as this third day of fasting, thank you for making fasting easy. And we know sometimes the first couple of days is the most difficult, but it really does get easier. After the third day, it just kicks right in, Father. It just kicks right in. We thank you for helping us, Father. And Father God, help us to do self-examination. If it's anything in us that shouldn't be, just put your hand on it, Father, so that we can ask you to forgive us and then ask you to help us to do different and to do better. Because we definitely want to see you when you come, God. No excuses. Later for the blame game. Later for the blame game. We want to stand up to our responsibility. What is required of us? Not what's required of our neighbor. What's required of us? We want to take full responsibility, Father, for our Christian walk. And we say thank you for helping us, Father God. As our sister shared, if my people call by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways. We want to turn all the way 180 degrees, God. Help us not to stop by turning in the middle of turning, but not to stop turning until we get there. And we say thank you and we bless you. Now, Father, as we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow in the name of Jesus. Anoint the prayer warrior as she comes forth at 12 o'clock today. And then meet us back tonight for Bible study, Father, and anoint our discussion. Anybody that has any hesitations or questions about fasting, Father God, help out. Just open the eyes of everybody's understanding, Father, that we can see clearly and see the way you would have us to see, Father, because it's not your desire for us to be ignorant in any area of our lives. And we say thank you and we bless you. And we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. And we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Everybody have a wonderful day, a glorious day, a victorious day. Amen. Hallelujah. Meet you at the altar. And tomorrow morning, my throat was a little itchy. I didn't do the 5 o'clock social media today. But Lord's willing, you know, I'll be there tomorrow. Amen. God bless you. Pastor Bradford signing out.
Be not dismayed. Whatever, ever, ever, whatever be time, God will take care.
you feel like you in a dead situation, I dare you to make your way right here, now, and say, here, take care.